And now it's time for another special feature.
Are we live now?
The signal between signals.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to Mike the Birdman Dodd here from ThisWeekInGeek.net. And well, I don't have nearly enough on my plate, so I've decided to start a new show. Kind of think of this as sort of my geeky music review show, Birdman's Boombox, except we're focusing on toys! That's right, I'm kind of getting the toy bug again. I guess I'm trying to recapture that whole lost youth thing. Plus, I don't know, I've just been really getting back into it, really enjoying these little figures of plastic, more so than some video games I've actually played kind of recently. But before we go any further, I really got to give a huge shout out to the guy who did the music for this. He's a Toronto electronic music artist named Prono Bozo. And you can use his music for podcasts and other things. You just have to credit him. So he will be definitely credited. Go to his website, pronobozo.com. That's PRONOBOZO.com. Amazing stuff. So, you might be wondering, what toys am I going to be talking about today? Well, if you were listening to the Nerd News Network in our latest review show about a week and a half, 2 weeks back, I've been getting into Ninja Turtles tremendously hardcore over the past couple of weeks. So much so, Playmates and some of the good folks over there, namely the Chief Turtle Officer and his good person Pat, who is good enough to help me out make this happen, sent me some stuff to take a look at because Turtles turns 30 this year. I am actually really, really excited for the new movie. I love the look of the new figures. Can't wait to see what those are like. So, to kind of bridge the gap between now and the movie, I'm watching the animated series. And if, in the unlikely event, people are listening out there, please put this out on Blu-ray in one set. I would thank you forever. So, what are we going to be looking at today? Well, one of the cool things is we're going to be looking at some figures, some vehicles, and some playsets. A lot of stuff, actually, to cover in this probably 10 to 15 minutes bit of a chat about these things. So, these toys are made by Playmates, and we're going to be looking at, like I said, some vehicles here. And I'm actually have a website up so I can tell you exactly what we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at some stuff from Series 5. And this is Basic Vehicle Assortment 3. We're going to be looking at the MMX Cycle, the Hover Drone. We're also going to be looking at the, let me see. Got to figure out where this one vehicle is. We're also going to be looking at Basic Vehicle Assortment 4, the Grass Kicker, which is probably one of my favorite vehicles I've actually ever had out of this line in like 20 years. We're also going to be looking at all the Z-Line Ninjas basic and deluxe playsets, that being Fire Escape, Free Fall, Window Wipeout, Billboard Breakout, and Water Tower Washout. And we're actually going to be looking at a couple of the figures as well. We are going to be looking at the, let me see, I want to make sure that I get this right. I'm going to be looking at the Stealth Tech series of figures, so Raph, Mikey, Leo, Donnie, and we're also going to be looking at the Basic Foot Soldier, who was released, I think, all the way back in Series 1. I just found this guy today. Thank you, good people of the internet, for helping me out, to find this. So, one of the cool things about the Ninja Turtle series from Playmates is one of the neat things that they've always done, and I've really liked them for this over the years, is their toys are innovative. You might be wondering, well, what do you mean by that? Well, one of the neat things, specifically their vehicles, really, really creative, and the one that I really like, I'm actually just going to reach over and grab them right now, is the Grass Kicker. Like I said, this comes out of the latest vehicle assortment, and think of those lawnmowers you see people riding during the summer if they do like those huge fields, like for baseball, football, or whatever, or the thing the water boy rides in the movie, I think, Adam Sandler, either way. So what this thing is, it's a Ninja Turtleized lawnmower. And it has two missiles on it, and it also has this neat function in the back where if you press a button, where it says, danger, do not press, you can actually fling what looks like sewer lids or ninja sewer lids or stars or whatever out the side there, and they do fire out with a fair degree of force. You also got these two things that I guess would be lawn dart missiles as well. The detailing on this particular vehicle is kind of cool, because you get the texture on the tire treads. The lawnmower part is just like the blades you would see on a lawnmower. Not like the propeller-like blades, but more of the push mower type. There's also details for other parts of the vehicle, like the exhaust pipes. There's even some texturing on the handle grips as well. And what looks like tape around the safety cage of this. Now, this does hold the standard Turtles figures. I have in there a Stealth Tech Raph right now, because I don't have the battle shells or any of the other figures available right now to put there. And it fits the figure surprisingly comfortably. Now, you couldn't put, say, the ooze flares in this, because they don't have the posability in the legs. But still, it's a really nice-looking vehicle. Like I said, definitely one of my favorite ones I've ever had. Definitely in my top three of all time. My top one probably being the Turtle Copter and the Foot Ski are probably my other ones. And the Turtle Van and the Blimp kind of go without saying. But you get where I'm going with this. The next one comes in a basic vehicle assortment 3. That's the Hover Drone. And that's, I guess, a Krang vehicle. I've got Series 1 Shredder sitting on it right now. And what I like about it, it's really simplistic. You might be thinking, well, why would you like something really simple? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with that one. The thing that I like about the Hover Drone is it actually has a lot of moving parts. Or it has one moving part that actually does a lot. And it's this thing on the bottom. The, I guess the hover treads, I guess you could say, or the fans. They rotate on this thing, so you can always have it repositioning itself to suit your kind of play needs or your display needs. And also has two missiles, which you can flick out with your finger, which means you can lose these things really easy. And the control yoke moves back and forward for your figures to pose with. Now, I didn't realize it posed really far up. Like, you can actually have a figure stand up straight and do it. I thought it was leaning back. It turns out it's just really stiff. But that's good, though. That means it won't fall over. Probably, I guess it might with repeated play. But still, it's really nice. Plus, there's not a lot of stickers to put on it, so it's really easy to make this thing look nice. I actually got two sets of stickers with it, so I actually customized mine a little bit. But still, it's a nice vehicle. It's got a nice peg in it for you to easily put any of the figures into it. I actually had one of the sewer flingers, and it had sewer flinging or ooze flipping, whatever, Raphael in it, and he stood nice and solid on it. He could hold the control yokes on it really, really, really simply. But still, it was, it's just, it's a cool looking vehicle. Although I did try putting the Krang soldier on it. He didn't sit on it so nice, which is unfortunate. But Shredder sits nice on it. Like I said, any of the turtle figures. I would like to try a foot soldier on there. And I might have to do that after I'm done this podcast. But let's talk about the next vehicle that I want to talk about, and this is the MMX cycle. Now, I thought this thing was going to be too big, and this is the Turtles Mutant Motocross cycle. And it looks like it's, honestly, this thing, it looks huge. I thought it was going to be scaled for literally like a 12-inch G.I. Joe, because it looks so big. But it's really not. I actually have mine posed on my sewer layer playset with the standard Michelangelo on it. And he sits on it really, really, really well. There's also a kickstand on this thing too, which makes it really easy for it to stand up. Or if you want to retract it so you can roll it around on carpet or on your floors or whatever. It moves really well and it doesn't interfere with any of the playability. It also comes with a missile launcher, which you can affix to, I think, either side, and has two missiles, which you can just fire with your fingers. Once again, human power is superior to springs, and you can fling these things a fair distance. It's a nice-looking bike, really nicely textured. It's nicely colored in, like, this green and metal color as well. And I was just honestly surprised. For something so simple, it's really well done. I would say it's a nicely detailed vehicle. You can see where you could control the brakes on this thing, the accelerator, all that details on the engine. Like I said, texture on the tires. There's the shell guard on the front of it. It's a nice basic vehicle, and definitely one I would recommend to get kids. Just simply because, like I said, it looks good, it plays good. I'd be a little worried about losing the missiles, but hopefully you are more responsible than I am when it comes to playing with toys, or hopefully not losing parts. Which, if I may digress for 30 seconds, I've had my Stealth Tech Raphael all of about 2 days. Somehow I've managed to lose one of his size, which means it probably is under a shelf that I won't be able to get to till I move, and will likely forget about in that time. That's the end of my first world problems, right then and there. So then the next thing that I want to talk about is the Z-Line, Ninja's basic playsets. I came into these tremendously skeptical. What these things are, they're basically mini playsets. However, they're also kind of gimmicky. You might be saying, well, what do you mean by gimmicky? Well, if you open up these packages, there's a lot of parts. A lot. The basic playsets are pretty easy to put together, but it's what they do that makes them kind of neat. Now, they give you these 3M strips, like 3 or 4 of them, to attach these things to walls. And you would attach these gargoyle-like things to have your turtles on, and they can zip around by holding actual zip lines. And they can go back and forth, and they can activate action features. For example, on Fire Escape Freefall, you hit, I think it's the shirt, and it causes a piece to break away. There's this fire escape outside a window, and it'll cause your figures to fall off. And when you get these things all kind of set up, it's really cool, because you can have the figure start at the top, you can have other figures can start on the playset and go down. Other playsets are a bit more complicated, and they can do other things, but there's two connector pieces in each, so you can at least do two turtles moving. I'm actually really surprised how well these things work. I really didn't expect them to, because I always figure gimmicky playsets, it's either going to work or it's going to suck. And these ones surprisingly don't suck. I really like Fire Escape Freefall, mostly because I think it was the first one that I put together and I set up in my studio, and I was probably playing with it a little longer than I should have, because I was waiting for something to fail. I really was. One of the nice things that Playmates has done, they've actually uploaded videos on their YouTube channel that you can see how these things work if you do get a little lost with them. So let's talk about the other one that I wanted to talk about, and that's Window Wipeout. And I'm just pulling that one up now. Once again, you can have multiple zip lines attached to this one. The action feature in this one is you hit a caution sign, and it causes the ladder, or kind of like this ladder fire escape thingy, to break away. It looks like the side of any of the buildings from the series. Once again, looks really cool. Now, one of the things I did like to do with this, and I've got it set up in my studio, you might have seen pictures on Facebook or Twitter or my Instagram. I actually have them set up in and around my playset, which is really cool. I actually have the window and the fire escape on just above my layer, and I have the two deluxe playsets above that. So there's a billboard and a fire and a water tower above it. So it looks logically like a cityscape. I think the big advantage of these things is they're really simple play sets. And if you have a small playroom for your kids, like I said, these things are probably be fine for kids, if that's even a word, I guess, six to 11. I don't even know what age kids stop playing with toys. I know I didn't stop till I was like 14. I'm a big kid at heart. Who am I kidding? I actually still play with these things. But still, these things look really cool. Window wipeout's a little more simple, but it also displays a little bit better too, because it is a little bit wider, so you can have figures display on them. Now, I did encounter one problem, and I think it's unique to my situation. It's spring here when you're listening to this, depending. It's May, and it's been a little damp recently, and I actually had some of my figures posed on these things and attached to the wall via 3M strips. Now, they did collapse in the middle of the night, one night, and I honestly wonder if that's because moisture was in the air, or I didn't have it attached properly, or ghosts. I don't know. Legitimately, they do display well, and they do hold, they would hold three, I could say you could safely hold two to three figures on these things pretty easy, but if you're a kid or whatever, and you're fooling around with them, it doesn't matter because you're going to be ziplining between the different places anyway. And they attach like bookshelves, or they can attach to any number of things. Like there's like a bolt you can like screw through and attach to edges of counters and desks and stuff like that. Now the bigger ones, the deluxe play sets, are also pretty kick-ass. The one that I really like is probably Billboard Breakout. And it comes with the capability for your guys to zip around kind of like a circle sort of thing. There's like a line of things where they could follow, and you could attach a zip line around there so it can do something else. Once again, comes with the standard gargoyle thing you can attach. This one has, once again, you hit like a sign, and it causes the billboard, I guess the scaffolding, to collapse, and you get this huge decal for Mutant Brothers Circus or whatever. It's definitely the biggest of the playsets. It's also probably the most simple in that regard, but once again, it displays really well. I also like how they included the lamps as well for the street lights. For it, but really, really, really simple. I think there's only like two stickers with this, honestly. I think it was the giant sticker for the billboard and one for the sign, if I'm not mistaken. But still, very, very cool. Like I said, probably my favorite. I actually have my Casey Jones displayed on him right now, and it looks awesome. The other one is Water Tower Washout. There's a video on YouTube. You can actually have your turtles launch out of this thing. Basically, you could have a figure in there. Someone could hit the release, which is like these pipes, and one of your turtles could fly out. That's really cool. And I don't see any reason why you couldn't connect all the playsets together, actually, to have them some sort of playability. And like I said, if you have them displayed as a collector like I do, they look really nice with the sewer layer, especially if you've got the kind of cardboard backing set up with them as well. Really big hats off to Playmates on this one. I'm genuinely surprised the gimmick works, and I'm genuinely surprised just how fun it can be. I mean, it's not as goofy as, say, the Air Raiders toys were back in the day, because I know some of them had zip lines. But toy engineering has come a long way in 20, 30 years. All right, then. So we're going to wrap things up with some reviews of actual figures, which is kind of cool. The ones that we're going to be talking about today are the Stealth Tech series. This comes from Series 5, which also had the Rat King and Cockroach Terminator in them. And they're supposed to be these stealthy, think Splinter Cell, Metal Gear Solid gear type for them. Like, they've got grappling hooks, and they also have zipline things too, if you want to do zipline-y things with them. I haven't with them, though. Just because I don't want to unravel the car or the rope, but I do have them carry them though. My favorite of the line, and I didn't quite expect this one, was actually Leonardo. And I'm really happy with him because each of the turtles comes with a different sort of like spy gear attached to their heads. And Leo's looks a lot like military style night vision goggles with the big single eye in the middle. So it's kind of got that whole Call of Duty vibe. Whereas Donatello has sort of like the Splinter Cell green, Raphael has these yellow goggles, and Mikey has kind of this like kind of like Donatello's but with an actual microphone attached to him. But Leo, I like the blue, looks really nice. It's a really nice sculpt on the figure. It looks like body armor, kind of like a bulletproof vest or, you know, impact resistant armor. I don't think you should remove it. You probably could. Leo also has these two, I'm trying to think what the hell they call sword holders. Scabbards. Yeah, he's got two scabbards attached, and he actually has different style swords. They're actually, I would say, closer to like giant machetes almost. So they got like a serrated edge right on the back of them, but they fit really snugly snug into the holsters. You can turn them upside down. I'm actually doing that right now. They won't fall out. I'm really happy with his like crossbow type grappling hook there. It looks really cool. Like I said, probably my favorite stealth tech is Leo. Once again, just looks incredibly freaking cool. And odds are you shouldn't lose the pieces to their heads because it's attached. I suppose you could take them off, but I really wouldn't recommend it. The next one is Donatello. He comes with like this little drone type thing, which is kind of cool. It's kind of like the Metal Gear drone from Metal Gear Solid 4, if to put a bit of a geeky reference on that. And it's got a very limited posability, but it does. And he comes with his standard bow staff. I can't tell what the other part is supposed to be. It's like this black stick. And that's all I can really tell you. But mine actually I wouldn't say a lot of trouble, but a little trouble holding the bow staff. But once again, the nice sculpted black armor. His armor almost looks a little bit more intricate than the other people. I'm actually just doing a bit of a comparison. Although, no, actually, I can say each person's body armor is unique. Mikey's looks different. They all look different. Actually, I would say Donatello's is probably the most basic, which is kind of funny considering he's the most technologically advanced turtle on the team. But still, nice, nice figure. I've got it displayed with other Donnie's bow staff with the blade at the end of it. Michelangelo actually has... he has holsters on the back of his where he can hold his nunchucks, but he can only hold one pair. However, though, he comes with this, like a parabolic microphone, which attaches to a belt, which he can hold in his left hand, though it is detachable. So if you really wanted to put it on the right, I suppose you could. And he can hold his nunchucks in the other hand. Once again, really surprised they would actually give you the option to actually have that. So that's really nice. Raphael comes with his size and this like battering ram type thing, which is kind of odd looking. It's like this big it's a battering ram. Although I didn't like displaying him with it because it made him a little awkward to pose. Though he does look good with his size attached to his back as opposed to the front traditionally. With the vintage series, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, all the new ones, he attaches them in the front. Though, once again, nice figure, really cool detail. Looks like he has a little arc reactor on his chest. And with all the stealth tech figures, same posability you'd get with the other ones. Although, I would venture these actually feel a little bit smoother in some ways. I don't know. Once again, I'm really surprised the gimmicky or the different outfits turtles are as well done as they are. So if you wanted to get something different, if you didn't want just the four basics, I actually would really recommend the stealth tech, because they're fun, as opposed to the ooze flinging ones, which don't have a lot of posability, but they do have better action features. You can actually fling ooze and do all sorts of stuff and get your stuff all gummied up. I'm sure my wife is going to love cleaning up ooze at some point where I'm trying to test these things. I'm making air quotes right there. I call it testing. Let's be honest, I'm playing. Finally, the last figure we're going to look at today is the basic foot soldier. This guy was such a pain in the ass to find. And I really shouldn't be surprised considering it was Series 1. So he comes with a sword, a tanto, two throwing stars, and two scabbards which attach to his back. My tanto wouldn't stay in because it's a horizontal scabbard, so it kept trying to fall out. But his hands are nice and tight so he can grip both weapons at the same time. This is the basic foot soldier you've seen in the show. His arms are a little bit pre-posed, so for action stuff. So if you stick his arm straight out, it's kind of bent at like a 90-degree angle. His other arm is pretty straight, though. He's got some nice posability that he can kick. He's got some posability in the waist. So if you can display him or you just want to fool around with him, he looks awesome. His head moves left and right, but it doesn't go up and down, though. I would love to army build these guys, actually. Because I'm hoping eventually there'll be like a Krang layer or something, or if the new Turtles does their version of the Technodrome, I'd love to army build. When I was a kid, actually, I had a frig ton of these things. I had the original foot soldiers, though I never had any of the movie ones. I could never find those. I even had the special metallic variant of the foot soldier, which I can't remember what year it came out in. But anyway, still, it looked incredibly badass. So, everything that I've recommended to you, I really do recommend you check out. They look tremendously cool. They're fun. The vehicle, like I said, the one I really had to recommend would be the Grass Kicker. And if you had to only get two of the play sets, I would recommend, let me see, I just want to get their names right here, so just give me a sec. I'd recommend Fire Escape, Freefall, and Billboard Breakout. I just think they look the best for display purposes. But that's all I got a chance to talk about today. Hoping to do more Turtle stuff as the year of the Turtle continues. You've heard me talk about the Shellraiser and other stuff and other reviews here. So when Series 9 figures come out, which should be like Tiger Claw, Razar, the robotic foot soldier, and the second version of Splinter, definitely be talking about those. Definitely going to be talking about the movie toys when those come out. So I may not always be reviewing the most current stuff. I may just literally pick stuff out of my collection to talk about, because toys are fun, and toys really should be celebrated. You should have fun with them all the time, because hey, they don't just look pretty on the shelf. They can be pretty fun if you're willing to just be a kid for 5 minutes. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me. So I really hope you enjoyed this. I'd love to get some feedback from you guys. So 817-717-7202. Would love to hear from you. Or feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Subject line, toys! But guys, until next time, it's time to put away the toys. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free and die hard.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die, 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 die! Holy crap! Whoa, whoa! Whoa, my god, whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.